Welcome to Revision Ready, the podcast that gets you exam ready one topic at a time. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting and culturally rich topics in your OCR GCSE music course, fusions. This sits under Area of Study 2, Rhythms of the World, and it's a topic that rewards students who really listen carefully and use precise musical vocabulary. So get comfortable, grab your revision notes, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what fusions means in a musical context, which instruments and techniques to listen for, how to write a top mark answer for the 8-mark comparison question, and the most common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's go. So, what exactly is a fusion? At its simplest, a fusion is what happens when two or more distinct musical traditions are combined to create something new. In the context of your OCR GCSE, we're specifically looking at how traditional heritage music, think Bhangra from the Punjab region of South Asia, Eastern Mediterranean styles, and African musical traditions, gets blended with Western pop and rock conventions. The result is music that feels both familiar and excitingly different at the same time. Now, why does this matter? Well, fusions are a brilliant lens through which to understand how music evolves. They reflect migration, globalization, and the creative exchange of cultures. And for your exam, they give you a fantastic opportunity to show off your analytical skills by identifying and comparing musical features from two very different worlds. Let's start with Bhangra fusion, because this is the most commonly examined style. Traditional Bhangra originates from the Punjab region, historically associated with harvest celebrations. It's energetic, joyful, and rhythmically driven. The key instruments you absolutely must know are the dhol, the tumbi, and the sarangi. The dhol is a double-headed barrel drum. Here's the sonic signature you need to lock into your memory. The bass head produces a deep, resonant thud, while the treble head gives a sharp, high crack. When you hear that combination, low thud, high crack, in a piece of music, that is your primary indicator that you're listening to Bhangra or Bhangra fusion. Examiners award marks specifically for identifying the dhol and describing its characteristic sound. The tumbi is a single-string, plucked instrument with a very distinctive, high-pitched, twangy, rhythmic quality. It's used to play short, repetitive, melodic figures, almost like a riff. Here's a really important point. Do not confuse the tumbi with the sitar. The sitar is a multi-string instrument associated with Indian classical music. It has a shimmering, droning quality and is used in a completely different musical context. Mixing these two up is one of the most common mistakes in the exam, and it will cost you marks. Remember, tumbi equals Bhangra, single string, high pitch, rhythmic. Sitar equals classical raga, multi-string, shimmering drone. The sarangi is a bowed string instrument with a warm, slightly nasal tone. It can produce expressive, ornamental melodic lines and is sometimes used to double the vocal melody. Now, how does Bhangra get fused with Western music? The most important feature to identify is the rhythmic interaction. Traditional Bhangra uses a rhythmic pattern called the chal, which has a triplet feel. Think of it as a lilting, swinging rhythm. When this is layered over a Western 4-4 rock beat, that straight, driving pulse you'd hear in any pop or rock song, you get a fascinating rhythmic tension. Examiners specifically credit responses that describe this superposition, traditional triplet feel over a Western 4-4's framework. In terms of structure, Bhangra fusion typically adopts the Western verse-chorus format, making it commercially accessible. The harmony tends to be diatonic. That means using notes from a standard major or minor scale, which is a Western convention. But you'll often hear microtonal inflections in the vocals, tiny pitch variations that fall between the notes of a standard Western scale. These are a hallmark of South Asian vocal traditions and are a credit-worthy feature to identify. Code switching in lyrics is another key feature. This is where the singer alternates between languages, for example, mixing Punjabi phrases with English lyrics. This is a deliberate artistic choice that reflects the dual cultural identity of the music and its audience. If you spot this in a listening extract, mention it. It's worth marks. Now let's talk about technology, because production techniques are a major part of fusions. Sampling is the process of taking a pre-recorded sound, perhaps a dhol pattern or a vocal phrase, and incorporating it into a new piece of music. Looping means repeating that sample continuously to create a rhythmic or textural layer. Remixing involves taking an existing track and reworking it, often adding new elements or changing the tempo and feel. Drum machines are electronic devices that program and play back percussion patterns often used to create the Western rhythmic backbone of a fusion track. All of these are examinable vocabulary, and you should be ready to identify them in a listening context. Let's move on to Eastern Mediterranean fusion. This covers music from countries like Greece, Turkey, and the Arab world. Key features include the use of modes, scales that don't follow standard Western major or minor patterns. The Phrygian mode, for example, has a characteristic flattened second degree that gives it a distinctive, slightly exotic sound to Western ears. You might also hear the use of quarter tones, which are intervals smaller than a semitone. Again, these create that microtonal quality that distinguishes non-Western melodic traditions. Instruments to listen for include the oud, a pear-shaped plucked string instrument with a warm, resonant tone, the bouzouki, a long-necked plucked string instrument associated with Greek music, and various frame drums. When these are combined with Western electric guitars, synthesizers, and drum kits, you get Eastern Mediterranean fusion. African fusion draws on an enormous range of traditions, but common features include complex polyrhythmic structures, that's multiple rhythmic patterns played simultaneously, each in a different meter, call and response vocal patterns, and the use of instruments like the kora, a 21-string harp lute from West Africa, and various talking drums. Now, let's get into exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most important tool for the 8-mark comparison question is the acronym MAD T-shirt. Write this down if you haven't already. It stands for Melody, Articulation, Dynamics, Texture, Structure, Harmony, Instrumentation, Rhythm, and Tempo. This gives you 9 musical elements to consider when comparing 2 pieces. You don't need to cover all 9 in equal depth, but using this framework ensures you don't miss anything obvious. For the 8-mark question, examiners are looking for explicit comparison. That means using language like whereas, in contrast to similarly, unlike. Don't just describe each piece separately. You must draw direct comparisons. A response that says, piece A uses a dull drum, whereas piece B uses a Western drum kit, will score higher than one that describes each instrument in isolation. The assessment objective for this question is AO3, which is about appraising and evaluating music. That means you need to go beyond description and offer analysis. Don't just say, the texture is thick. Say, the texture is melody-dominated homophony, with the tumbi providing a high-pitched melodic layer above the dull's rhythmic foundation, creating a layered texture. That's the difference between a level 1 and a level 3 response. Let's talk about the most common mistakes. Number 1. Using vague texture descriptions. Thick, busy, and full are not acceptable in an OCR exam. Use terms like melody-dominated homophony, polyphonic interaction, layered texture, or monophonic. Number 2. Confusing Bhangra with Indian classical music. They are completely different traditions. Bhangra is folk music associated with celebration and dance. Indian classical music, including raga, is a highly formalized concert tradition. Number 3, failing to identify the source genres. If you hear a dhol and an electric guitar, say, this is a Bhangra fusion, combining traditional Punjabi instrumentation with Western rock elements. Be specific. Number 4, not using the MAD T-shirt framework for extended answers, which leads to unbalanced responses that miss obvious musical elements. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the name of the double-headed Bhangra drum, and how would you describe its sound? The answer is the dhol, a double-headed barrel drum producing a deep bass thud on one head and a sharp high crack on the other. Question 2. What is the difference between the tumbi and the sitar? The tumbi is a single-string, high-pitched, rhythmic instrument associated with Bhangra. The sitar is a multi-string instrument with a shimmering drone associated with Indian classical music. Question 3. What does the term code switching mean in the context of fusion music? It refers to the alternation between 2 languages, for example, Punjabi and English, within the same song. Question 4. Name 3 production techniques used in fusion music: sampling, looping, and remixing, or you could say drum machine programming. Question 5. What does MAD T-shirt stand for? Melody, articulation, dynamics, texture, structure, harmony, instrumentation, rhythm, tempo. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you struggled any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Fusions combine traditional heritage music, Bhangra, Eastern Mediterranean, African, with Western pop and rock conventions. The dhol is your primary Bhangra identifier, deep thud plus high crack. Never confuse the tumbi with the sitar. Rhythmic interaction, chal triplet feel over Western pop and rock conventions is a high-value analytical point. Technology vocabulary, sampling, looping, remixing, drum machines must be in your answers. For the 8-mark question, use MAD t-shirt and make explicit comparisons using contrast language. Avoid vague texture descriptions, always be precise. Code switching in lyrics is a credit-worthy feature. And remember, AO3 is about appraising and evaluating, so always go beyond description into analysis. You've got this. Keep listening actively to the set works, practice writing timed responses using MAD t-shirt, and remember, the more specific and precise your musical vocabulary, the more marks you'll earn. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Revision Ready.